We're reading from Srila Prabhupada's original Srimad Bhagavatam, brought with him on the Jaladuta when he came to America. Srimad Bhagavatam, first part, preface page. With short life sketch of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the ideal preacher of Bhagavat Dharma, original Sanskrit text, its Roman transliteration, English synonyms, English translation, and elaborate purport by A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, 1962, published by the League of Devotees, registered, Vrindavan, Delhi. Free for the members, Rupee 16. First published in 1962, copyright reserved. Printed in Delhi in 12-point times face type for the League of Devotees, registered, Vrindavan, Delhi. By C.H. Kanshi Ram at New OK Press, Churiwalan, Delhi 6, India. Inscription page. To Srila Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj, my spiritual master, on the 26th annual ceremony of his disappearance day. He lives forever by his divine instructions, and the follower lives with him. Preface. We must know the present need of the human society. And what is that need? The human society is no longer bounded by geographical limits of a particular country or community. The human society is broader than that in the Middle Age, and the world tendency is to belong to one state or one human society. The ideals of spiritual communism, according to Srimad Bhagavatam, are based more or less on oneness of the entire human society, nay, the entire energy of the living being. The need is felt by great thinkers how to make it successful ideology. Srimad Bhagavatam will fill up the gap of human society, and it begins, therefore, with the aphorism of Vedanta philosophy as janmadyasyayata, to adjust the ideal of common cause. The human society at the present moment is not in the darkness of oblivion. It has made rapid progress in the field of material comforts of life, education, and economic development of the entire world. But it suffers a pinprick somewhere in the social body at large, and therefore there is large-scale quarrel even on less important issue. Therefore there is the want of the clue as to how they can become one in peace, friendship, and prosperity by the common cause. Srimad Bhagavatam will fill up this gap by ontological aspect of human education. It is therefore a cultural presentation for re-spiritualization of the entire human society. Srimad Bhagavatam should be introduced also in the schools and colleges, as it is recommended by the great student devotee Prahlad Maharaj, in order to change the demoniac face of society. Kumara acharit pragna dharman bhagvatanaiha durlabham manusham janma tad api adrubham artadam. Disparity of the human society is due to the basic principle of a godless civilization. There is God, or the Almighty One, from whom everything emanates, by whom everything is maintained, and in whom everything is merged to rest. The material science has tried to find out the ultimate source of creation very insufficiently, but it is a fact that there is one ultimate source of everything that be. This ultimate source is explained, and rationally and authoritatively, in the beautiful Bhagavatam, or Srimad Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavatam is transcendental science, and not only to know the ultimate source of everything, but also to know our relation with Him and our duty towards perfection of the human society on the basis of this perfect knowledge. It is a powerful reading matter in Sanskrit language and is now rendered into English version elaborately, so that simply by its careful reading one will know God perfectly well, so much so that the reader will sufficiently be educated to defend himself from the onslaught of the atheist. Over and above, the reader will be able to convert others in accepting God as concrete principle as anything. It begins with the definition of the ultimate source as the bona fide commentary of the Vedanta Sutra by the same author, Srila Vyasadeva, and gradually it develops into 9 cantos upon the highest stage of God-realization. The only qualification required to study this great book of transcendental knowledge is to proceed step by step cautiously and not to jump on haphazardously, like reading an ordinary book. The book should be gone through chapter to chapter, one after another, and the reading matter is so arranged by its original Sanskrit text, its English transliteration, synonyms, translation, and purportful explanation, that one is sure to become a God-realized soul at the end of finishing the first nine cantos. The tenth canto is distinct from the first nine cantos, because it deals directly with the transcendental activities of the personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna. One will be unable to capture the effects of the tenth canto without having gone through the first nine cantos. The book is complete in 12 cantos, each independent, but it is good for all to get them by small installments, one after another. It is a large, voluminous literature, and let us have it by parts of not more than 350 to 400 pages at a time, so that the reader may conveniently go through it without being taxed heavily, both physically and mentally. I must admit my frailties in presenting the first part, but still I am hopeful of its good reception by the thinkers and leaders of the society, on the strength of the following statement of Srimad Bhagavatam. Tad bhaga visharga janata agha viplabo jasmin prati shlokam abhada bhatiyapi namani anantasya jasho ankitanhiyat Srinvanti Gayanti Grinanti Shabada. On the other hand, the literature which is full with description of transcendental glories of the name, fame, form, pastime of the unlimited Supreme Lord is a different creation of transcendental vocabulary, all meant for bringing about a revolution in the impious life of a misdirected civilization of the world. Such transcendental literatures, even though irregularly composed, is heard, sung, and accepted by the purified men who are thoroughly honest. Page 259. I am obliged to Sri Hanuman Prasad Podar of the Gita Press and Kalyan Fame, who has gone through my work and, appreciating the endeavor, has helped through the Dalmia Jain Trust to meet part expenditure of this publication. My thanks are due also to other friends who have helped me in undertaking this great task. Om Tat Sat. A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, dated at Delhi, December 15, 1962. We will eliminate a line-by-line reading of the table of contents. The motto. It is admitted even in the higher circle that, in fact, the whole root and background of Indian culture is wrapped in the Sanskrit language. And we know that the foreign invaders of India could break down some of the monumental architectural work in India, but they were unable to break up the perfect ideals of human civilization so far kept hidden within the Sanskrit language of Vedic wisdom. Srimad Bhagavatam is the mature, ripened fruit of the tree of Vedic literature, page 66. We have just begun to give it rendered into English with broader outlook, and it is the duty of the leading Indians to spread up the culture all over the world at this momentous hour of need.